What a job!
All right, so number three.
All right, so actually,
I thought that was number three.
Sorry, I want to keep it going.
But
I can't help it. Number four.
Number four, and I think I know the answer, or the very first answer you would give to it. So I'm gonna pitch it to more on the professional side, and it can't be the first choice, right?
Ooh.
Which would be, who is the most pivotal person inside of your professional career? And it can't be Dad. So we have to pick somebody, because this is the reason why I pick it that way. See, folks, the relationships that you have in life, like, I choose to be family with Fred. Right? If we were blood, I don't get the choice. No. You know, you're my brother.
Family.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
boom.
I agree.
But
yeah.
Once I, because he's my friend, he's the family I choose, right? And he becomes, then from there on, since I chose him as a friend, now it's a friend for life, right? And that becomes family for life. That becomes what you build forward with. So when an adoption happens, when that name, when that all the papers are signed and it becomes official, you're now mine. That now you're rooted inside of that. You now have a new identity. Now I've chosen you. You're mine.
Oh, wow.
When a father has a child, it's your mine. You know, and now we go forward. But that is nearly forced family. That's blood connected family. When you choose people to follow, you're choosing to give them access to your life. You're choosing to let them make decisions that concern you and your future. You're trusting them for that.
Yep.
And so when you let somebody else's voice get into your psyche, into your heart, and into your actions, it's a pretty coveted thing, folks. You don't just trust anybody. You don't just follow anybody anywhere. So that's why with Dad, yes, some people don't have it that way. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's so many people that would never listen to their dad about anything business
or
whatsoever.
Some people just don't have a father, you know, figure
right.
in their life. So it's fortunate that some of us do, you know, and I, you know, that's why, though my father has been gone out of my life for 20 years, I'm still very fortunate that I had a father raising me as a kid. You know,
and gained
somebody
a lot of value
there,
out of that, right? There's a lot of value.
That's why I can't, I mean, I'll always love my father no matter how idiotic he's been for the last 20 years. But what I'm saying is that I'm so glad that I had a father that was there, that raised me, that was, you know, all that type of stuff. He does still to this day influence a lot of the things I do. So,
and that's key.
But I know where you're going with this.
But so when you have that and that relationship going, when it's not Dad, when it's not the person that you're supposed to trust, that you're automatically, you know, have that innate value to say, well, I'm going to trust that you said this, you know, you're Dad, right?
I know how Fred loves quotes. And one of the quotes that I was, I heard all through my childhood was, hey, you can be as successful as you ever wanted to be in this one life that you live, but you can't do it alone.
Mm.
And going back to what you're just saying, Lou, is my father used to say that. And I'm like, you know what? Mark Twain said that or somebody famous, but I can't find who said it.
Mm-hmm.
So did he say it? But going off that quote, it all starts from the mindset of what I want to do.
Mm.
What I want to do is leave a person in a better place than when I found them, and then help my partners and people that I value their time, energy, effort, and, you know, my same philosophy as a win-win-win, and we're fleshing that out in the think tank where I can get my tools to them to help them,
right,
help their customers, and also to help me. So it's a win-win-win. How do we flesh that out? And thanks to Justin, Michael Offmuth, a number of people in the think tank, Michelle, Elliot, Alex, Joe Brailer, and I can go on and on and on. I'm not going to miss somebody, but my focus has been all the people in the think tank as far as answering your question, Lou, is who are my influencers? Who am I following? Who would I like to do business with and partner up with? Is the same kind of mindset. And I've set my ego aside to take on other people who have different ways of doing things. I have my set ways of doing things. I put them on the table and say, okay, now put the pieces of the puzzle together and we'll see if it's a fit. And before COVID, I wasn't thinking this way. I was thinking, hey, I got to make my 100 phone calls. It's a 20 or 80-20 rule. 80 of them are going to say, go plan traffic, Larkin. 20 of them are going to say, okay, what do you got?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But taking that mindset and bringing it forward to now as far as letting everybody win, that's where I got that quote, and I'm bringing it forward to today's day and age. And that's where we're going with this.
Right. So who would you say most influences or has been the biggest influence in those decisions that you use going forward, whether it's somebody that you read, you watched, you may not have even met them. Some people we get the chance to be mentored by people close to us that we've met and shook hands with, hugged, or a book that we can't get away from the writings of these people, right? Who is it that professionally has influenced you most?
Recently, it's Simon Sinek, but in the past, it's been guys like Dan Sullivan, Dan Kennedy, masters of direct selling, who weren't necessarily in digital selling, but is masters of the language you use.
Right.
You know, another one is I forget his name. He was big into NLP, neuro-linguistic programming.
Oh gosh, I know who you're talking about now. I actually learned that term because of this guy. And my buddy Matt Damos, he's one of my biggest mentors, one of my best friends, and he's been on my show. He's the general manager of our store also. He talks about this type of stuff all the time. And it is. I'm going to think of it in a second. Go ahead and keep going, though.
I know you're, you know.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
It's, great. It's so true. But go ahead, man. Sorry.
The masters of where I'm trying to go as far as what language to use, how to use it, what tonality to use it, the pacing of using it. And then something you guys might not know, back in 2014, I had a minor stroke.
No.
And I spent 10 days in a Baltimore hospital not able to talk.
Ooh.
This guy? Mm-hmm. Not able to talk?
What?
Scary time, but I always had it in mind, oh, I'm going to get out of here. But I did a selfie with my iPad trying to read the alphabet, and oh, boy. Scary times.
I can imagine, Bandler, man.
Richard Bandler?
Yeah, so Richard Bandler is the master, and his student was one of the guys.
Yeah.
But Bandler was the master. He can make you stick to a wall and not know it.
Wow.
You know, by his language. It was like, what?
That's what's so key about it. It's unreal. Like, it's like this whole NLP thing, you know, not to bring that back up again, but the NLP, you know, when I started listening to it and understanding what it is, I'm like, oh, it makes all the sense. You know, and it's because it's in sales, it's really big. You know, if you actually probably have been doing it, didn't even know you were doing it, right? So it's just one of those things that was part of your repertoire. You just didn't have a word for it. You didn't have an acronym or the actual terminology. But no, but yeah, great. It's great stuff. Great stuff, folks.
Yeah, I especially love when you bring somebody out to the future and bring them back to the past or back to the present. Like, you know, imagine is good. You know, it's airy fairy. Hey, imagine what it would be like to have 5 or 10 years into the future, having all the digital marketing tools that you could ever want that are now existing today, and having looked back on today as the day that it started.
Wow, I love that. I mean, it makes
so I get people like, you know, in the future, their light bulb goes off and goes, "Where's that guy's number?"
Right. Exactly. That's the thing, that so many of the seeds that were planted by marketers, yep, or people with tools have been left at the dealerships. And then it's like, hey, I need that. Where's that card? Or who's that guy?
Where's that card?
Where is that at? How do I get a hold of that?
Yeah.
And that's the key thing that marketers have to usually invoke inside of whoever it is that they're doing business with, is that imagination. Listen, imagine if you can do this simple task and then, boom, you have this much of an actual result. Albert Einstein said that imagination is the imagination is the coming attractions of life, right? Or he said it in some better way than that. But that's in essence what he was trying to get across, is that what you imagine then becomes, right? This was an imagination.
It has to be a thought first. It becomes.
This was an imagination.
Ideas become,
you know what I mean? All of that, an imagination.
Imagination.
Idea, and then boom, it became reality.
Right.
And when you're doing business with people, you're many times discussing the things that you imagine seeing and hoping for in success. You start to take that course. You start to go to school. You start any endeavor. You're doing it because you imagine a predetermined result from it,
yep,
coming in some,
yeah,
case, right?
Vision.
Sometimes you don't even know what's happening.
Right.
One thing that I do know is that we slay our giants in the valleys. We slay our giants in the low parts. We don't get to the top of the hill to go fight the giant. We that happens in the bottom, and then we pursue the hill, right? The giant that we have to kill many times is the biggest fear that has us from even approaching or ascending the summit. And you are key at making sure that we do get the chance to prick our imaginations a little bit and start to bubble over with results. And I mean, that's so key for anybody that has access to big data, which again, guys, when sharing this out there, some of you are watching it from there, you know, this is a big data mind right here. He understands how many different pieces of the puzzle need to come together in order for it to be, boom, a customer in front of you. You know what I mean? It's somebody that wants to buy your brand. And I want to make sure that people do reach out to you guys. I mean, before we get on to that next question, how is a way that people can get a hold of you if they are researching you or just running by it right this moment?
The best way that I've found, and it's a godsend, is getting onto my calendar. I'm currently the caretaker of my mother, who's got dementia. She's 74. She's still as feisty as can be.
Bless her heart.
yeah, she's from the old country. And she's still as feisty as can be. I love her.
You gotta love it, man.
I love her.
Awesome.
But the best way is for you to check off a time or a date and a time that's good for you that is open for me.
How do they get a hold of you on your calendar?
On the calendar, it's a bit.ly, okay? It's bit.ly/Mike in all caps dash chat. C-A-T in all caps.
Okay.
So it's bit.ly, bit.ly/Mike in the capitals.
That look right? I misspelled Mike. Hold on.
That's it right there.
No, I misspelled it. Hold on. I did it. Let me fix that for you. I put too many I's in Mike. Because you know why?
Mike.
Let me get that fixed for you real quick. But yes, that's it, guys. So if you guys want to get a hold of him, have a quick conversation. If you want to learn something new about digital marketing, make sure you reach out to him. He has a lot of information. He's constantly hooking us up, sending us things, and he's trying to show us stuff. And I'll be honest, I need to make more time for Mike myself. You know, Mike knows how busy we are, though. Mike knows we have full-time jobs. Mike knows we're trying to interview all kinds of people. But he also knows that we love him. So we're always there for him, and we appreciate you. So, folks, you see that at the bottom. Reach out to Mike. Listen, sometimes I dream that he is me. You got to see that's who I want to be. Ba-dum, boom, 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 the way he moves, the way he grooves, like Mike. If I could be like Mike,
I want to be like Mike.
All right. So
All right. So what's that? That was four. Right?
I just remembered the guy's name from NLP. His name is Kendrick Cleveland, like the city.
Ah. I saw you put that on private chat real quick.
Yeah. So he's brilliant. Brilliant.
I'm going to pull that out. And
he took all the stuff from Bandler and changed it into not only influencing people, but business influencing people.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So you can learn a bunch of words and a bunch of phrases that you add into your language and it produces results. And just do what you do. Be you. But add these little kind of sentences where you're going to get results.
Right.
I had a lawyer, contact me after a year that I've talked to her, and she's on LinkedIn, but I never heard boo about her. And she's in my local chamber of commerce, and she says, "Let's get together. Let's do something." Man. And $1,500 later, and a video, and two widgets on her website, and I got a new customer. Right. But I didn't sell her. She got back to me.
That's the thing, when you have a product that sells itself, it's just you sell yourself. People want to deal with people they like. People want to deal with people they feel comfortable with. People they can laugh and have rapport with, right? It's so important to build those relationships. But once you do it, you have to maintain those relationships. A lot of us are really good at building relationships. Hey, what's going on? Sign with me. I love you. But the moment you sign them, you forget about them.
Right.
Don't be that person. Always do your follow-up. Always take care of your client base.
Don't ghost them, huh?
Matter of fact, take care of your client base better than you do the new ones that are coming in, because those people are the ones who are going to repeat, who are going to send you referrals, who are going to bring people in to help you out. So make sure you treat them right.
I mean, you guys know. I mean, how much do you guys spend on getting a new customer?
Sure.
When it's just as easy for you to go back to an old customer and say,
farm.
Hey, please write a feedback on how your experience was and give us three referrals of people that might want to meet us. That's simple. That doesn't cost anything.
Yes, I agree.
When you're spending $1,600 putting out an ad to get one person in that you got to do your song and dance for.
It's unreal. You'll see that all sales, whether you're in the car business, whether you're – it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're the type of person, you'll see that – when you do follow-up, it's so much easier. You spend less money on new customers. And then your clients come back and they – I hate to use the word lay down. But they will – they're a lot easier to manage with than second time around too, right? So you know what I mean. But when you create laydowns, folks, and laydowns – and don't take this a bad word if you're a client out there. If you've been – a laydown is somebody who just does business the way you want them to do it. Like, hey, this is what's going on. This is what it costs. And then they're good with it. But the reason – the way you create that is by making the value of what you're putting out – exceed the cost. Once you're able to do that, that doesn't mean the product too. You're selling yourself, you're selling your business, you're selling everything that you possibly can to where they're all of a sudden they're like, man, this seems like a deal to me. And a lot of times the deal is dealing with somebody better than anybody else they dealt with, having the convenience of somebody who knows how they are, somebody they already have rapport with that they don't have to spend 2 hours trying to get to know. All these things are so important and of value that the second time around it's easier. The third time around gets even easier. And the next thing they're sending all their friends and family. So that being said, this is Thanksgiving week, guys.
It is.
I'm so excited. We're just a couple days away from having turkey and having all that type of fun with your friends and your family. I hope you guys are all safe and doing all the right things that we need to do to stay safe right now in this current world. But I want you guys all to enjoy time with your family.
Yes.
Love, share, be thankful. And that's what my fifth question is going to be. Normally, my fifth question is usually, what's your greatest reward? I'm going to go – that has something to do with thankfulness. But let me get a little deeper with it, or maybe more general, I guess you should say. What are you most thankful for? I'm going to change my words, I guess. What are you most thankful for? I'm going to just even break it down to a short term over the last year.
Yeah.
Right. What have you been most thankful for since last Thanksgiving to now? What in your life has been something that you can be like, it can be a multitude of things. I don't care how long you want to go with this answer, but what are you thankful for?
I'm going to make it real simple. I've got two brothers that are living in California. I got a brother in West Hartford, Connecticut, but he lives in the other side of town. I could have moved out, away from my mom a long time ago, but not this summer, but the past summer, 2019, she got diagnosed with dementia. And I keep, learning about what we could do to, have her stick around and be mom for an extended period of time. And, you know, if I didn't have this and I were living in D.C., I would have missed this time with her.
Yes.
And that's what I'm most grateful for, because when she's gone, she's gone.
Right.
So, yeah, she's feisty as can be, but I love her. And we have great talks, and, you know, I would have missed that. And I've gotten to know her more than a mother, as maybe a friend, you know? And that sounds kind of weird, but we have great laughs, you know?
I can imagine.
And if I were to miss that, it would have been one of the greatest regrets of my life while I was pursuing this. So it has that balance of family and, you know, bringing all the other family members together to her house.
Yeah.
You know, this Thanksgiving, it's going to be the four of us. If it's going to be me, myself, and I, and Mom.
I got to have a plate for everyone. Let's go.
Yes, go. You know.
And well, the fifth one is the portal.
Yeah, gotcha.
So,
how cool.
That everybody can get together with Mom, and she can remain safe, and she can, you know.
That's the most important thing, is keeping Mom safe during this time. It's a crazy time, and I feel – and that's one of the things that I'm so sad about during this time. If there's anything I'm sad about, is the relationships with people that are elderly and sick, you know, and have, like, underlying health issues. Because us as young – you know, I'm only 41, going to return 42 here in a couple months, and – you know, I'm still a young guy, so, you know, for me, the effects of this, I haven't had coronavirus, I've been blessed, but if I did, I feel like I would recover very well. I'm very healthy, I have everything, I don't have any underlying issues, but when, as our parents, you know, my mother even, I freak out thinking about what it could do to her. My mother's pretty healthy, but she's still in her 60s, right? And, you know, life has happened to her, you know, I have father-in-law that has MS, the last thing, I don't even want to give him a freaking cold, you know what I mean, let alone corona. So it's always, everything is so delicate, and you have to be this way. But it's beautiful that you're able to do that, and it's beautiful that you're able to hang and be around your mother, and you should be thankful for that, because those moments will go away one day, and those will be memories that you have, and that'll be her legacy of remembering her and being able to share those stories, because those stories, some of those stories you have before, great, but now these are stories that you're going to be able to talk about, man, Mom did this, you know, she did this. It was so funny. You know, she's a little, I like how you talk about, she's feisty. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that she's still like that. She still has that pep in her. Is she Irish?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, awesome. You guys will be a part of that when I interview you, and all of a sudden you'll hear a voice from the recording saying, Michael, you want a cup of tea?
I love it. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I do. Right. So I love her.
I'm on a webinar.
Hey, okay. Hey, listen, my roommate's messing with me, folks. Yeah, so, oh, I love it, man. I love your mom.
I'm keep sure close.
Yeah, me.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so thankfulness, man. I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for today. This morning, I'm thankful to have you on our show.
Yes.
I'm thankful that we had a chance to get to know you a little bit more, learn about – I mean, I didn't know this about your mother. I didn't know about what you did before you got in this business. What I do know is what you are right now, and what you are is a very passionate person. You are one of those guys that when you put your heart into something, it's like all over the place. You just feel the warmth. You feel the love on it. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you not just – as somebody who follows the Car Guy Coffee podcast, we appreciate you as a friend. And really, man, I'm learning a lot from what you're talking about. I'm learning so much. And I know that we haven't even scratched the surface. As the years go by and our relationship grows and grows and grows, I'm looking forward to meeting all of you guys one day, especially you. I know that when we show up to an event, I'm going to just say this. When we show up to an event, I already know where the party's going to be. And I don't mean this as in, like, we're going to get hammered drunk. I mean as in, where am I going to go to get my laughs in? I'm going to go see Mike Larkin, because Mike Larkin's always going to make me laugh. That smile that he's got is going to just light up a room. I know that the table, it's going to have to be you, Lou, and I, right? Of course, we're going to have some Jason Garrett in there. We're going to, you know,
the whole thing.
We're going to have so much fun sitting there just laughing and conversating. And that's it. Because I think the day that we all actually get to sit down is going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think that everybody in the think tank can cram in that little room, but I assure you this, that board behind you is going to have like faces of all of us trying to mug it up for the camera.
Oh man, I can't wait. You know, and then we could get your signature on our board. Yeah. You know, it's been crazy. We've had all these great guests, but none of them have been able to sign our board. We've had a few. You know, we do have some signatures on here for some of, you know, local people that have been able to come on our show, and you know, so I'm looking forward to one day having you guys all here at the cafe, and I'm looking forward just to going out to meet you guys one day. You know, it's a beautiful thing, and the culture we're building, the dynamic that we're building here with all the stuff is it's just been nothing but beautiful, heartwarming, and just so open to so many different people from different types of worlds too. Like, we're not just talking about car people here.
Right.
We're talking about interior designers, doctors, lawyers. We've seen people from that won Super Bowls, right? Mm-hmm. So we have it all on the show, folks, and at the think tank every Thursday night start, and I don't think this Thursday we were doing one. I don't believe.
No.
I didn't think so.
I think it's Thanksgiving.
The other Jason called it off.
Yeah. Yeah, that the fake Jason. Yeah,
fake Justin. Sorry.
Justin's
the host, and he said, no Larkin next week.
We're not going to do it on Thanksgiving night. Yeah. So, but you know, even so, next week, folks, the week after, make sure you guys reach out. Think Tank is a lot of fun. Thursday night, go to www.thinkadgroup.com. Hit on the swag thing, and once you get into swag, you'll see the big link to the live event, man. Folks, it's so much fun. Even if you just jump in for 2 minutes, you're always welcome. Everybody's welcome. You're going to see guys like Mike Larkin on there just cracking you up. But we always have a special guest also that comes on. They bring in a celebrity guest that we can sit down and ask questions and just convo. Even if we don't, we all sit there and we end up talking for 2 to 3 hours, just like talking. Just talking about how much we care about each other and how much we want to help each other grow. And then we introduce all the new people that come into the group. They get to talk about their businesses, basically sales pitch. I love it. My favorite part's when the fake Justin Searle's in there and he's drinking a little bit. After about an hour into the show, the way he talks, it makes me laugh. He'll hit people with just direct questions like, what?
I ain't calling on you anymore.
You talk too much. Next.
I love it, man.
But he means that as fun. Yeah, you know how he is. He's just bullshitting people.
Right? One of my favorite guests on the think tank is Michelle Maltese.
Oh,
and
God.
The first time she was on the show, she was starting to do her pitch, right? And so Justin cut her off. Hey, there's no pitching in the think tank. This is one of the first. This was her first day. And she goes, What is your name? Michelle? Is that how you spell your first name with one L?
That's so Justin. Yeah,
that's stupid. I'm like, oh, God, she's never going to show up here again.
She's part of the fam.
Justin. She's the biggest fan.
Yeah, you got to love it. But, you know, but that's Justin, and that's what you got to love about Justin. You know, he is so funny with that stuff. Uh-huh. It'll crack me up, man. Like, he'll bust your balls about it. But that's okay, and that's what – it's all love. And he doesn't do that out of spite. He just does that because he got a little buzz and he's having fun. You know, it's Thirsty Thursdays, folks.
Hello.
You're supposed to be drinking. So the conversation can get a little flamboyant every once in a while, and it can be really fun. But it's all love in that room. It's nothing but a bunch of people that just wanted to, if we were allowed to meet in a room in person, we would, and it'd just be one kumbaya. Everybody would just be sitting there holding.
The next door neighbors in either room would have to call the cops.
No doubt about it. Wow, yes.
So much fun that we have when we when we have the show, when we get the chance to be inside the think tank, and so much fun that we've had today, car guys and car gals and you solutionaries that are out there.
What a great show.
This is a person that we have great value for, and we're so thankful that he has spent the time with us. But make sure that you do your responsibility. It's you that's spending your time with us. It's you that's listening. It's you that's taking in what it is that we're putting out, what it is that Michael is sharing. It's your responsibility to dig a little deeper. If you want something to take action inside of your business, inside of your life, inside of your relationships, your friendships, whatever it is, it's your responsibility to do something with the time that you've spent here with us. So if you're hearing me right now, if you're hearing us say anything, make sure that you take some value out, even if it's just a laugh, even if it's just a new bar joke, whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, you can really, the end to that joke would be how the, what would it, who is it? The Patriots, how the Patriots won again. Let me tell you a story, folks. A busload of nuns walk into a bar. You know what I'm saying? And then you can begin. Boom. And it's a totally true story. Anyway, but folks, there's so much value that we've gained just spending the time together. But this is why we encourage you all. Reach out. Try to have somebody else that can encourage you, but that you can listen to. I love really inside of the think tank just sitting there listening. I love listening to everybody's blow, everybody's heart. I love calculating all of those things. And then, you know, usually when we get the chance, I'm just so like almost enamored with the great people that are in the room and still blown away that how fast so many people have gotten into the room to grow with. So people, this is, if you join your torch with other people that have a fire, you have a bigger fire, and everybody gains good from that light. So we encourage you, reach out to people, build those relationships, meet people digitally. You know what I mean? There's so much that you can do, but the dreams that you have on your heart, those imaginations, there's ways to make them reality if you connect to the right people that are about seeing new, bigger things come to light. If you're stuck inside of the old, you're just always going to be reading history. But if you honor history, create it today. And people like Michael are going to be able to help you do that as you dream forward, as you create new things. 2021 is just around the corner.
Oh, isn't
and,
it?
And
wow.
Folks, it's going to come with new challenges.
Not the way, folks.
But it's also going to come with new great victories, new great relationships. So we challenge you all to reach out, share this around, talk to other people, take something with this, take a to-go cup of value with you. And have a great time building relationships. Mike, thank you so much.
Hey, one thing, well, two things. One is if you're a vendor and you're working with the car industry, reach out to me. I have landing pages for you to leave your people that say no, go play in traffic, to leave them in a better spot than when you found them. Two, is landing the plane. I do not a podcast like you guys do with the Duckhead, or live stream, right? Okay. But I do a webcast that's called, Things Have Changed.
Wow.
And a webcast is just pre-recorded and not broadcast the way you guys do. And it's an easier way for me to, you know, honor my time, as well as the person I'm interviewing. So if you want to promote your business that way, reach out. And three is land the plane. So at the end of every webcast, I say these things. Thank you for visiting us today. And if you were listening on your mobile phone or iPad or even on your desktop, thanks for the ride.